From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
What's up, Beers with the Brewers listeners? Welcome to the July 9th episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Richards. Joining this week, we got hole-in-one Adam Benner.
Hey now.
We've got vacation Walt DeKeys back in town.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
And the birthday boy of the week, Dan Schaefer.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's got something cool going on but me.
Come on, Mark. Story aren't you going to the Cape pretty soon?
I think we're canceling. Bad news. We got bad news on the Cape trip. I think it's canceled. It's COVID will ruin anything, you know? So, in the meantime, we can drink a Strut IPA. Mango, tangerine, juice box, and sweet. A little sweet.
A little sweet. Doesn't chili. Finish sweet.
No, I don't think so. I think fairly balanced, but it's far from bitter. Balanced out in the back.
Sweet in that like kind of candy kind of way.
Yeah. How about taco and chili? Do we even care about that this week?
I don't think you're going to want any chili. Maybe we'll go back to the gazpacho that we did, I think, last year. This is we're in the heat. I was talking to someone earlier. I feel like we have not had this consecutive days of heat in probably 2 years. I think it was 2 years ago. Last year, I don't think we had it. It's going to hit 95 today, but it is very welcome for the person that complains about the cold all winter long. So I'll take it.
No, it's brutal. Yeah.
Dan, you can always find shade. And you can drink a lot of water and beer, and you're fine. You can't do that with cold weather.
Well, you can still get in the shade and drink beer. Yeah.
Well, if you're in the cold weather and you find shade, you're going to get yourself, you'd probably die.
Oh, okay.
You can't be outside that long in, 20-degree weather.
Coats. They got these things now called coats and boots.
Get out of here. No one likes a coat. People don't even like to wear masks. You think people want to wear a coat? Come on.
Yeah. But Dan, you've been getting out in the heat. How's bike riding going? Did you ride today?
Yeah, it's not hot if you keep moving. If you stop, that is bad. So I just keep moving.
Gotta keep the air.
Let that breeze keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart.
And I hydrate, so it's all good.
Yeah, right on.
There's also a lot less competition out on the trail these days, so.
Yeah, I'm not competing right now. I've been trying to stay cooler.
Get some gazpacho, and I mean, you can have any sort of taco, I think, at this point with this beer. So.
Tacos are perfect for warm weather.
I say neither taco nor chili, but if you want to check out one of the fine purveyors of Mexican ice creams, I think one of those mango chili paletas would be very nice with this.
Well, sign up.
What do you got? Diamonds, and I forget the name of the other Mexican confectionery, but those are tasty if you want to get a little weird.
Cool. All right.
I'm down. Well, how's that hot beer garden going?
Tonight, which is Wednesday as we're recording, you missed it.
So you're going to miss it if you
listen tomorrow. We got Dave Chappelle's Block Party going on. Big favorite of ours. I think this came out when we were in college, Walt. Is that right? We went and saw this in the movie theater. Great film down in partly in Dayton, Ohio, but a lot in Brooklyn. Great music behind the scenes with old Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you couldn't make it down, you could always get some beer delivered and watch it yourself. You get the Roots on there, Kanye, early Kanye.
Common.
Lauryn Hill. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. What are we showing? We're showing a movie this upcoming week, right?
So, next Wednesday, we're going to end up, and if you were at Jurassic Park last week, I did say that we were going to play Wayne's World, but we got real excited about being able to. So when we play movies, we have to get them licensed. We do this legally, so we were able to get Dave Chappelle's Block Party, so we decided to show that this week. Thought that would be a fun thing after the holiday, but next Wednesday is Wayne's World, but dropping here, you heard it here first, I think next Thursday, in honor of the Memorial Tournament, even though there's no fans, I think we're going to show Caddyshack next Thursday night. So
nice.
All the info is on the website. You buy a table as low as, I think, $5 if you get an obstructive view. Unfortunately, right now, some of the seats have posts in the way, but you can still have a good time. I know a lot of everyone that was at Jurassic Park had a great time, but unobstructive views, I think the two tops are $10. And then if you want to sit with a bunch of friends, up to 10 at the big booths on Town Street, those are, I think, $36. But this Saturday, we thought it wasn't going to happen, but 10:30 Saturday night, we're going to be showing the Hell is Real Part 3. Columbus Crew SC facing our big rival, FC Cincinnati, in the MLS is Back, or MLS is Almost Back Cup. That's happening in Orlando. It is, as of today, still happening. They're supposed to be playing games tonight, but we'll have that on in the beer garden. And again, cross our fingers, the ability to show it in the turf area, so we'll open up another 18 tables. As of right now, we're not going to do reservations. It's kind of a first come, first serve. And when it gets busy, we do have a rule to have your whole party here. So if you're going to bring a good amount of people, get here early and enjoy some beers, have a designated driver, and watch the crew beat that USL turned MLS team from Cincinnati. So,
oh, yeah.
Again, we got stuff going on down here at the beer garden. Mm-hmm. So come and join us. We created as much shade as we could and try to continue that daily by adding more umbrellas. So
shade's good.
Shade's real good.
Well, cool. Probably crack into some of those 16-ounce massive cans. I think that may deplete the stock.
Oh, sure.
The season that barely was.
Yeah, unfortunately, with, next week they were, originally going to have fans out at the Memorial, and that got canceled. And I know after the MLS is Back tournament, they planned on coming back, and they still do, playing games here in Columbus. But originally they thought they were going to have fans, but it's not looking likely. So more reason to come down to the tap room and watch the game, or come down to the tap room and get some carry out, or just get some delivery, because we're still doing that. And make sure you got your beer for watching all these sports that are back.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, as we're talking about beer and drinking this Strut IPA, Dan, I thought maybe you could dive into some of the different iterations and tweaks that you've been doing on this recipe as it's gone back and forth from experimental to now having a name, Strut IPA, that we've all been enjoying this summer.
Oh, why not? So the base of this is essentially the same. It's still 6.5% ABV. The IBUs have come down a little bit. I forget where it was originally, but it's around 38 now. So we originally had a Eureka Bittering Edition, but now everything's in the Whirlpool. So it's Cashmere, Simcoe, Eureka, and Idaho 7. That Cashmere Simcoe was kind of the heart of Quadrahopic 103 that everyone seemed to enjoy, and sort of use that as a platform to develop this beer. The Idaho 7 gives you a lot of juicy fruit, sort of saturated tropical fruit flavor, just a little boost. And Eureka kind of calms everything down with some dark fruit and some dankness, just to keep it from getting too sweet, letting everything run off the rails. But on the malt side, the honey malt, we've dialed back a little bit, gives you a really nice crunch berry aroma and flavor, but can get a little overbearing and adds quite a bit of color that we didn't necessarily want. But that's about where we are. And in terms of water, we had a very, very West Coast water profile for all of our hoppy beers, and we've over time transitioned to more of a gentler, kindler, not quite hazy, because this is still what I would consider a West Coast water profile.
Okay.
For people who are in the know, like a 2-to-1 sulfate to chloride ratio, but it used to be closer to 3-to-1. So not quite as sharp, not quite as bitter as it was before. A little bit more rounded on your palate, and hopefully it just adds to the drinkability of it all.
I know you've been working on it, and folks that had the experimental earlier in the year, and then Strut, and then now with the experimental 2.0, we even did an internal taste test, and I think it was, what, a dozen people that tried it out, and I think three picked out the difference. And though the differences are subtle as it's improved, to your point, it's not as sharp and as maybe as bitey is maybe the term I'd use. So I'm enjoying all iterations of Strut and the new experimental. Mm-hmm. So I think a bunch of home runs here. And for folks that miss Stiff Arm, I really think these are big winners.
Yeah. Shout out to Bonnie, our... I guess she's not really new anymore. She's been here over a year and a half or so. But
almost a year and a half, yeah.
She did the experimental label, but I think this is her kind of her first one that has gotten out to stores and stuff like that and received a lot of compliments on the can design. So all credit to Bonnie on this one. She really knocked it out of the park. It's fun. It's summery, and I think it fits the beer well.
Yeah, she got a shout out on Reddit, but you don't want to read all the comments when you see things on the internet. So.
Everybody's got opinions.
Not about her design, but it's people with all their opinions. So.
Yeah, they have
a lot of opinions out there on the Reddit.
Yeah,
all over the internet. It's where you should go for figuring out how you should view things.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Well, shout out to Dan for all the continued improvement on this recipe. It's drinking real nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with how this turned out. I'm never quite satisfied with anything, but I really like the balance of this in terms of sweet tropical tangerine up front, and then sort of just a little bit of dank, not super harsh. You know, it's not like a gym sock on the back end, just enough so it's not, I hate it when beers get super, super sweet. Drinkability is still a thing, particularly when it's hot out. So I appreciate that in this beer.
Yeah, and you're right. It does seem like in the bottom of the glass, which sadly is empty now, there is kind of that dankness on the back end. Get a little boxwood in there to kind of set things right.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinkability, got a question for all you guys about the drinkability of this.
Yeah, beer. I wish there was a synonym for drinkability.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you do. How crushable
is it? Quarantine edition.
Dude, man, in quarantine edition, this may be more real than ever if we keep at it. Franklin County's hard in the red. I don't know if we're going to turn purple on this new coding system that the state's put out. Yeah, I think quarantine edition still staying strong.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Everybody keep your masks on, you know, and then get 6 feet away and take a sip. How many sips you getting, Walt?
On this one, I'm going to go a 4. Is that too low?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you tuned in last week, Walt, while you were on vacation, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago at this point. Both Mark and Tony, this is probably the most highly contested that I would like to call shenanigans on, said that Let Me Squeeze Past You was a 4.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow.
And Chris and I are going like, oh, yeah, unanimous 6. Let's move on. Like, that's what we're thinking. Then Tony goes first. He goes, wow. Oh, I'm thinking a 4. And then Mark chimes in. Yeah, I agree. It's a 4. And I mean, come on. So don't feel offended by saying this. 6.5% IPA is a 4 at this point.
Yeah, so. I think it's a 4, but to reopen that can of worms, so very socially distant, I even brought my own beer with me from Ohio. Didn't want to go to the store.
Smart.
And I would say that Let Me Squeeze Past You, even as a non, I don't really tend to the lager styles, it's definitely a 6. That's not even debatable to me, for me.
No.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
I got a 6 on the squeeze. That's what are you going to do? Some people are afraid of flavor. But I would definitely say a 4 on Strut, maybe 5 if I'm out back with my feet in the kiddie pool. But, I could do 4 easy.
Well,
Mark?
I am a 5 crusher on this one. it's an IPA that is right up my alley on what I like to drink. And I just didn't want lime in my beer that week. You know, a lot of people like the lime in the beer. I just didn't want lime in my beer. That's all it is.
I'm going to go with a Quarantine 5. Quarantine Edition 5. Probably normally would go 4. But, and hole in one day, it could be a 6. But Lawrence drive me home, so it's responsible. No, I'd say a 5. 5 Quarantine Edition, 4 normal. So, yeah, whatever that equals out to, who's ever the math person today. Yeah, 5.12.
5-ish. Yeah.
5 and an 8.
There you go. Okay, so was this the first hole-in-one you've ever had in your life, Adam?
This is the first hole-in-one. Wow. I've never even been like a lip out. I've been playing golf for 27 years. I think I was 9 years old when I started playing golf. So it was quite the feat. I now can hit 2 balls off of a par 3 in case I get mad at myself. I never wanted my first hole-in-one to be a par. So it was a pitching wedge from 137 yards. Took a bounce, took another bounce, spun back in the hole. So it wasn't even a fluke shot. It was like I knew what I was doing, which if you watched me playing with the good friend Steve Kirk, helped build the brewery. If you watched me on the previous 12 holes or so, I would have looked like a very incompetent golfer. So even the previous hole, I was hacking the ball around the green. So felt really good.
I had a witness there.
Yeah, had a witness. You got the picture. I play a lot of golf by myself before work a lot of times, so that's been a fear of mine. It's a fear that it's probably the easiest fear to have in life. But
that's rough. You got some fears.
That's a privilege. That's quite the privilege fear, but you got to have something. But anyway, now I got it, and so if you can go back in time and on Wednesday night and want to have a beer, I'm buying all the beers for folks that come up to watch the movie at Land Grant tonight. So
wow.
Well, people I see, not beers just random strangers. Beers on me.
Not bad, not bad. Mm-hmm. You've joined the club.
I've joined the club.
You're an elitist
It's my mom got a hole in one while I was in college, and I felt I was always really mad because I played golf for a long time and she had not. And got along. So, we got a question from a listener this week?
We don't have a question from a listener.
No. That's fine. Speaking of my mom, if she's going to listen to this podcast, she asked me a question in text form. I said, well, shoot that as an email to the podcast and we'll read it on there. And I don't remember what it was. So
yeah, I think texts are good. I think you can receive one by text. That's fine.
Yeah. Something about what are the calories in an IPA. So anyone know what's in Strut? If we got some people trying to lose some weight.
It's not important.
It's probably pushing
after
about
their COVID.
I'd probably say pushing 170, 180. What do you think, Dan?
Oh, I was thinking like 250.
12 ounce?
I think somewhere in between there, yeah.
I was keeping a lot of track of that stuff for a while.
We can cover that next week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I might be able to give at least something here. Let's see here. So stiff arm is similar 6.5% alcohol by volume.
Real close.
So we got stiff arm measured last May, and it came out at 6.86 ABV. All right, take a guess, everyone. Calories, go. In a can of stiff arm.
184.
230.
Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say 225.
193. So under 200 calories. I'm actually surprised for over 6.5. So then Strut itself should be around the same, about 190 calories or so. Greenskeeper was at like 105, I think, or 110, I think. So
Yeah, it was pretty low.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Let's see here. Pool Party, if you get that, that's at 168. Greenskeeper was 150. So either of those two, if you're trying to, you don't want to know what concentrate was, so you'll have to tune in when that comes back.
Well, not bad.
All right. Well, next week, what are we talking about?
Next week, what do we got? Quad 203, I think, right? We're going to have that package in time?
Sounds good to me.
Sure. Yeah, I just got transferred sometime. Yes.
Yep.
So Quadra if you hopping. Have been missing fruit slices, we just canned that up today and in kegs, so we might be able to see that around town. A bunch of our experimentals came out in the past week, so if you haven't ordered online in a bit, check that out. The Italian, what, we got the Italian Pilsner, we got a pineapple double IPA. Double IPA.
Trail mixed pale ale.
Eldorado single hop.
Yeah. I had the Italian Pilsner last night and the pineapple IPA, and while I really enjoyed the Italian Pilsner, that pineapple IPA was on point, so look for that in big package in a few weeks.
Yeah, it truly smells like somebody opened a can of Dole pineapple, just the aroma on it. And the Ohio Restaurant Association, Ohio Restaurant Relief collab beer.
Good stuff, nice. Everyone.
Well, fixing that up.
Well, all right. Well, if we don't see you for the crew game, come out Saturday night. Go crew. Other than that, come watch the movies with us. We'd love to see y'all out here. We are still socially distanced. We're still taking this very seriously. So we got a lot of really good beer. Brew's been kicking ass, and thank you, Dan, and the rest of the brewers for making this summer very fun with a lot of new beers. It's been great drinking them all. So,
oh yeah,
indeed.
And when you're here, tip your bartenders.
Yeah,
cheers, though.
Peace out, yo.
Peace out.
All right, see you next week.
Dan, have a great night.
You too. See you.